Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's still Zoom edition of the Good Work Show. I think I'm just going to take that off. We're just on. This is the Good Work Show.
This is the Good Work Show now. Yes, this is how it works.
Yes, yes. And we have a nice friendly face with us. So, hey, everybody, welcome Amber Boyd to the show.
Hello. Hey. How are welcome. You?
So unlike the last time we had a special guest on and we were talking about how he found scrubs in his house and he just wore them around town, Amber has on scrubs for real, but hers means something because it's part of her job. So you really should have them on.
Yes.
Yes. So Amber's a really busy lady these days, and we're so thankful to have her on the show. But so Amber, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Tell everybody where you're from and what you do.
Yeah. So my name is Amber Penn Boyd. I am a physician with Piedmont Physician Groups. I work at the Atlanta location. I am originally from Shreveport, Louisiana, but I'm a Cowboys fan. Go Cowboys. So for undergrad, I went to Tuskegee University. Med school, University of Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. And then for residency, I trained with Morehouse School of Medicine at Grady Hospital. And after that, I started at Piedmont.
Nice. Cool. So now we know why Amber said before that she's a college basketball fan. So now we understand why, because she went to University of Kansas. You go to a school that has a good basketball program, you tend to pay attention.
Great basketball.
Great basketball. I did not go to a school that was known for their basketball program, so I'm kind of in and out. That's not, well, as I say, that's not my ministry.
Yeah.
Amber in the ACC, so that's just not good. So Amber is, we brought Amber in today. She was a referral. We always like to give credit. So our previous guest who was wearing scrubs, I don't know why.
That
he found in the house. John Thomas, who was on a couple of weeks ago, said, hey, I think you guys should talk to Dr. Amber, as I'm going to call you, because put some respect on your name there, because she's really on the front lines right now of everything that that's going on with the coronavirus here, you know, here in Atlanta and, you know, apparently around the world. So we wanted to talk to her a little bit about what's going on, what is she seeing, how folks can protect themselves. And then, so that was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, we first started talking about this. And now we've layered on the protests and everything else that's going on in the city. So it seemed like a really good time to have this conversation about both of these huge news-making things that are happening that you're right in the middle of, because actually you're just joining us right now from an event, kind of where the two cross. So tell us a little bit about what you did this afternoon, and that it's Friday for anybody who's listening to this later.
Well, it was Friday if you're listening to it later.
Right. So this is on a Friday. So
yeah. Well, yeah. So the event that I actually just came from was at Grady Hospital. It was for, it's actually called White Coats for Black Lives. And so it was a movement that I was honestly just made aware of, like within the past 48 hours or so. There's a physician, I follow like some physicians on social media. And so someone inboxed me, that's a doctor, she's a psychiatrist, and I've never met her before, but she sent it to me and she was like, you know, hey, this may be, you know, of interest to you. And so this has kind of started at other hospitals across the country. They're basically coming together with their white coats on, and they're kneeling for the full 8 minutes and 46 seconds that this ex-police officer was restricting the airway of a citizen. And so that's just really important because, you know, we always talk about in medicine, you know, we're here to save lives. And so we talk about, initially it was the ABCs of, it's like airway, breathing, circulation, but they recently reordered that. It's circulation, airway, breathing, but it's still within the top three. And so, you know, for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, you know, this man could not breathe. So I think it was just really important for us to get out there and say, you know, hey, what's going on against, you know, black men in this country and, or people of color in general, you know, trans, male, female. You know, it's a health crisis, you know, because I saw a stat recently that said the sixth leading cause of death of like Black men now, it's death by police officers. You know, it's like, it's violent, you know? So yeah, so it was just really important for me to be a part of that. So I reached out to one of my old attendings at Morehouse, and I said, hey, you know, I'd like to join you guys. And, you know, he said, yeah, come on down. So I threw on my scrubs, I grabbed my white coat, and I went on down. Yeah.
Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, how was that being in solidarity with those folks who are, I mean, I'm sure your world for the last few months, or even beyond that, you know, with, you know, the response to the pandemic, and then having this, you mentioned that, I guess a psychiatrist reached out to you. I mean, there's also the mental health aspect for you all who are on the front lines of response to this pandemic, but then also with the weight and all of the emotions that come with going, what's going on in social justice space right now. Tell me how you all are doing, and I guess, and to speak for yourself, I guess, really, for as a physician, right now with everything that's going on in our world.
I'll be transparent, and just say not well. So I was, talking to a few, members from my church recently, and, you know, I just very cavalierly, you know, I said, well, I've been repressing my emotions, and it's, you know, a skill that I perfected, you know, when I was in medical school, because when you have like just a lot of things to do. And so in my case, it's taking care of patients, you know, and then still coming home and taking care of my family. I'm somewhere in that list, you know? So in order to get the job done, you just start to just push everything down. You just push it down. And I know it's not healthy, you know, but I'm just trying to, now that I've recognized it, I'm just trying to, you know, just work through it a little bit. You know, so when I'm at work, you know, I just compartmentalize. Let's take care of the patients. Let's not think about anything else. Let's make sure you're wearing your PPE. You know, let's make sure you're not missing any, you know, diagnoses. Let's make sure you're being, you know, very informative to the patients, to their families, like do your job, you know? And then when I come home, you know, I can breathe a little bit, but it's also, you know, it's weird because it's like, what do you say? You know, how do I share any of this with my spouse? How do I share this, you know, with my best friends? How do I share this with my son? You know, I'm raising two Black boys. I have an 11-year-old and I have a soon-to-be 7-year-old. So we're also now beginning the conversations with my 11-year-old, you know, just about these things, because this was the summer that he was supposed to gain his freedom because he's going to middle school. You know, he was going to roam the neighborhood and hang with the guys and go to sleepaway camp. And, you know, we've had to pull a lot of that back, and all these decisions, all these conversations, all these actions, they just weigh on you, you know? So yeah, I'm not doing the greatest, but I recognize it. And, you know, I'm trying to move through it and, you know, process it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we appreciate that level of honesty and transparency, because I think that, you know, there's always this thing on, I see on social media, and it resonates with me, where it says, check in on your strong friends. You know, the people that don't seem to be putting the stuff out there on social, talking about, and everybody processes stuff differently. Because I see folks all the time, they're like, I'm heartbroken. I couldn't do anything today. I just sat in a room and I didn't move all day. And there's so many other folks who are like, you don't have the luxury to do that. Like, you have to have the stuff happen, but keep moving through, because you don't have the luxury to take that time to be able to sit with your feelings and emotions. So I think this is a good reminder to check in on the strong people and ask folks, how are you doing? And the thing that I want to talk about now is, how can you help? So I think I think one of the things, if all the bad that's happened with the pandemic and all this stuff, there have been these bright spots of people kind of recognizing the importance of folks in our communities when we, you know, when everything else shuts down, who still has to show up to take care of everybody. And hopefully people feel appreciated, but more than appreciation, we want to make sure that maybe hearing from you on what would be helpful to you, you know, from the greater community. How can the community help you? Whether it's things like, you know, kind of seeing the signs, you go to work and asking people to stay home. Is that helpful? Is, you know, can we feed you? You know, it's the South, feeding is love. So can we?
Right.
You know, what can the community do? What can our listeners do and think about in supporting folks like you who are out there working every single day on the front lines?
I think just staying informed is huge. And not only staying informed, but knowing the source of that information. So a big thing for me when I was in med school, if I get into like a debate with anyone about anything, and to me it didn't make sense, I would just stop and I would say, cite your source. So tell me where this information is coming from that you're getting that you so strongly want me to believe. And so I think that if people are informed, they can trust the source that the information is coming from, then at that point you can make an informed decision. So I think that's kind of the big thing. Two, you know, when you go out, protect yourself and then wash your hands. And I think the good thing that's come out of all of this is that it's just been like a worldwide re-education on hygiene. You'd be surprised the number of people that walk around and sneeze and cough into their hands, and you see them wipe on their pants leg, and you're like, that was a wet one. That means you should wash your hands.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so I think, so just, you know, hand hygiene. And for two other things I wanted to touch on, just for the people of color, I think this is a wake-up call for us to just get our health in order. Just because this virus has hit us so hard, you know, we all know that if you have these pre-existing health conditions, you are someone that's at greater risk of getting sick with the virus. And once you get sick with the virus, you also have a harder time recovering from the virus. So, you know, join a Zoom fit class, go outside and start walking, you know, put down the full calorie sodas, drink more water, just pick, you know, one thing different that you're going to do. Just pick up a new habit, a new healthy habit, once a week, you know, and then just really try to incorporate into your diet and then change your lifestyle. And then I think the final thing is that, you know, so you mentioned, you know, the essential workers, you know, the frontline workers, and food is love in the South. Send some food to the environmental staff at hospitals. So a lot of people have been sending food to like emergency rooms. They'll send it to the floors where the nurses are, and that's great, but every time a patient comes in and out of the emergency room that we see, and then once they go to, they have to go from a room in the emergency room, transported on a stretcher, they go upstairs to that their room, and then sometimes for, you know, a different reason, a patient may even have to move to another room before they get settled completely for their hospital stay. So every change that that patient makes in an area in a hospital, someone has to come behind and then clean that room. And then if that patient has the coronavirus or if they have any other kind of infection, you know, our environmental service workers, they're the ones that are really putting themselves at risk. I may see, if I see 9 patients in a night, 2 of them may have the coronavirus. That EBS worker will likely see, they'll clean more rooms, they'll touch more rooms that coronavirus patients have been in. So feed them before you feed me. I do love food, but yeah, definitely feed them because they're working harder than the rest of us, I feel.
Wow. Those are all really, really excellent and super practical, Dr. Amber. I'm so glad that you gave us very specific things to do, because I feel like right now there's a lot of people who want to do something and they don't know what it is. And I think very nicely and very succinctly, you gave some very specific things to do. So we appreciate that. We appreciate you coming on the show and giving us some insight as to what's going on.
Yeah, no problem.
We appreciate you for your time, but we know, and we're going to speak on behalf of Atlanta because
that's what we do.
We're going to speak on behalf of Atlanta and say thank you to you and all of our healthcare workers, particularly now that you put us and made us aware of our EVS team members who were out there, family members. We will definitely support you. We're thinking about you. We want you to remain healthy, but there's a lot going on, and we just, our hats are off to you. You've got our support on the Good Work Show, and anything that we can do to continue to amplify what you need and what we need to get out there to our listeners, please let us know.
All right. Well, thank you guys for having me. I really do appreciate this. Yeah. This was nice. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Well, we hope you have a great, well, do you get a weekend? Are you off? Like,
I am. Yeah, I am. I go back to work next week, so I do have the weekend off.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Good. Well, have a great weekend, a restful weekend.
Thank you.
Yes, enjoy it, and enjoy it with your family, and we just appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.